Shuswap Conservative MLAs are looking for municipal support in the party's opposition to the NDP government's proposed Bill 7 Economic Stabilization, Tariff Response, Act. At the March 26 meeting of Sikkimis Council, Salmon Arm Shuswap MLA David Williams attended to ask for a letter of support against the bill that undermines the democratic process. Basically, it gives them unlimited control to pass legislation and pass mandates without any other approval, he said. Without going through the normal process where we all have to vote or that has to be debated. Mayor Colleen Anderson acknowledged that legislation can either add more roadblocks and red tape to a process or remove them, and questioned which of those Bill 7 is doing. While Williams said it does neither, he reiterated that it gives the province free rein to pass laws or take action on any local government without intervention, so you'd have no say. Williams added that the government claims this bill is to allow them to react quickly in regards to tariffs, but he doesn't find that argument to be warranted. BC has the least amount of trade with the United States than any other province in the country. No other province in the country is trying to pass any kind of legislation even close to this, he said. So why does BC need it? Kamloops South Thompson MLA Ward Stamer attended the March 25 meeting of Chase Council with the same message of opposition to Bill 7. It's supposed to give them extraordinary emergency powers until May of 2027. We've looked through it, it's unprecedented, it's never been asked for or even contemplated in our province before, he said. We don't believe it's necessary. We believe that we're here for checks and balances, and we're going to do everything we can to stop them.